1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Little Irish Cream out there this morning, Chuck. How about that?
Oh, nicely put.
Feeling St. Patrick-ish here on a Tuesday, and that must mean Barb Lowry can't be far away. Talking about the St. Patrick's Day Committee, and yeah, the application process to garner funds from the St. Patrick's Day Committee. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I heard the Irish jig that time.
There we go. Yeah. I'm with it today.
Very nice.
Very nice. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. Nice day out there. I mean, chilly, but hey, it's winter.
Well, what do you expect? And I guess
Well, it's sunny. Where it's going to be. This is my kind of winter. If we have to have winter, this is my kind of winter.
Well, let's talk about the St. Patrick's Day Committee and the application process. Where are we at right now, Barb?
Okay, well, we have begun accepting applications, and I did just send the link to you guys via email if there is room for it sometime between now and January 25th on your webpage. We'd appreciate it. We have put the applications out, and I have to check. I'm not sure it's out on our Facebook page yet, but I will check that, and hopefully on your page and from any St. Patrick's committee member charity organization, application is out and ready to be filled out and sent in.
Well, take us through the application process. How's this work?
Okay, well, it's easy, really easy. It's a one-page, really nice and easy application to fill out. You can still, if you prefer, attain it, print it, fill it out, and like mail it back in or fax it back in. We also have it in Google Docs now, so that's real easy. You just fill it out right there and send at the bottom, and it comes straight to us. So it just asks very basic information, who your organization is and about what you are about. And we do ask what you about how much you are asking, requesting, and what you would use those funds for. So it's pretty easy. You can do it in about 10 minutes and send it in. They are due on Tuesday, January 25th, by the end of the day, Tuesday, January 25th, because the next night we meet and we make those decisions.
So pretty easy process for folks, but and it sounds like really no major changes at all from years past with this.
Correct, and that is what I was going to say. It's pretty. If you've done it before or seen it before, it's pretty much the same thing. And we will accept those applications, and then, like I said, we make the decisions that night. And then, as I always say, we're, you know, the cart before the horse committee, because we agree to fund money that we don't have. So then we are off and running to raise that money during the, well, we have a committee pub crawl. We have, usually you have T-shirts and beads and paraphernalia to sell. We, of course, have our raffle. And then our auction night, which is February 25th this year, Friday, February 25th at Bruff's.
And if memory serves, Barb, I think that your groups that you do agree to fund, they also agree to help you with selling raffle tickets, things like that. Is that correct?
Yes, we do ask that on the application, and we very much like if they agree to help sell raffle tickets. And some of them go ahead and give us like an item for the auction. And we love it when they participate in the parade. There are times where, I mean, we don't want this to stop them because of certain, like, nonprofit organizations or something in their bylaws.
Sure.
Some of them aren't allowed to, like, sell the raffle tickets. But most of them step right up and do whatever they are able to and are allowed to. and we appreciate that very much. And yeah, I think they have fun, you know.
Well, the money in part goes back to them, so
exactly
they're helping themselves.
That is very, very true. So we are ready to go, and as I said earlier, we are for sure on for the auction at Bruff's on Friday, February 25th. We are for sure on the parade on this year. It's Saturday, March 19th, and again, we'll be centered down at Town Royal at 4th and Commercial, and we will have a beer garden, and the Bagpipers, we have already received a very generous donation from the Michael Turnbull Foundation to fund the Bagpipers this year. And so we are hoping by putting our date a week later than the Topeka group has their parade and all, that hopefully we can get a good group of Bagpipers here this year, because we've got the funding now to do it. So we're still checking on other events that we've had in the past and hope to get them included again this year, but we're still checking, so I shouldn't make that official yet.
I was going to ask, Barb, just to, you know, you'd mentioned the last time you were on with us last month that you were starting to get a lot of questions about, you know, the application process. Is it typical that you wind up getting a lot of conversation and a lot of interest here at the, say, middle to late stages of December getting into the official release point, or is this maybe a little bit more of a demand that you're seeing this year versus past years?
It's pretty typical, and that's good. Because I'm, by all means, when people can ask us in late December, there's a couple other things going on usually in late December that most of us are pretty busy. But sure, I always answer back with contact me right after the first of the year, and we'll have the application out and to you. That's just fine. But a lot of times too, and this is typical of me as well. They trickle in during January, and then we just get slammed with them about 2 days before the deadline, which is fine. I mean, like I said, pretty typical for some people like me, and that's fine. I mean, a deadline is a deadline, and truly we mean like by midnight on January 25th. So I appreciate your question, because this year was probably about the same, and maybe actually a little less, because, you know, everybody's still just a little timid, scared to ask if we're going to try to put this on again. And since we had not decided before Christmas, we didn't get quite as much interest.
Well, the St. Patrick's Day Committee will be hard at it. They're in the process now of obviously collecting items for not only the auction, but the raffles. Again, the big auction coming up Friday night, February 25th at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. And the St. Patrick's Day Parade will be back Saturday, March 19th. In downtown Emporia. The application door is now open, and as soon as we get that link, Barb, we will post it on our website so people can start accessing that as early as today and get those applications in. And again, the application deadline is?
It is Tuesday, January 25th, and again, I say they can actually send that until midnight if they want. I did forget to say that we do have this little line that I need to read. There's not a whole lot of rules to applying for to apply for funding with the St. Patrick's Committee. But we do have this statement that St. Patrick's Committee gives primary consideration to organizations whose mission serves the children of Emporia and Lyon County. So that being said, we accept applications from anyone. And again, be ready. We do ask what you would spend the funding on and about how much you want. We never promise how much we will give until after we've, earned the money. But we will accept any application at any amount, and we go from there.
Sounds good. Well, Barb, really appreciate your time here with us this morning, and best of luck. We know that those applications are going to come in here real quick.
Well, I hope that they do. You know, they make our decision difficult, and we love it.
We love difficult. There you go. That's your St. Patrick's Day Committee right there. We love difficult.
Yeah. We love difficult this time of year anyway, and then hopefully it gets easier after that.
All right, Barb, thanks.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Barb Lowry, Emporia's St. Patrick's Day Committee. Application window is now open. The auction coming up February 25th, and the St. Patrick's Day Parade March 19th, and you know, later on this month, January 25th, is the application deadline.
All of that coming today on KVW.com, and wanted to let you know that this week's Newsmaker Slate is full. Next week's is close to wide open, though, so if you would like a newsmaker slot, call us at 342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill joins us with an early year update, you could say, here at Sacred Heart School.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 731, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
When you're young, you have big plans. I know I did. Then you go off to college and what could